Proclamation number 2758 of May 29, 1943. Supplying the power of God in the battle of faith. The flow of strength which God channels to earth in the form of His Word has an extraordinary effect insofar as that it trains courageous and convinced fighters who will stand up for God and His teachings before the whole world in the coming battle of faith. For in order to be able to fulfill this task, to fight for Jesus Christ as the Redeemer of the world, the believers must be trained in a very special way, which is only possible through the transmission of the divine word. The spiritual exchange from earth to the beyond introduces man to a knowledge that enables him to withstand every faith-destroying onslaught of the world. For man must first become knowledgeable before he can successfully fight the battle for faith. The fact that people of the present time lack all knowledge is also the reason for their lack of faith and their disinclined, God-opposing way of life, and only if people make an effort to penetrate knowledge again, if they listen to the word offered to them and live accordingly, will the coming battle of faith bring them great blessings. But the world will take rigorous action against all those who stand up for faith in Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world. And this is the time of decision for all people which God allows to precede the last judgment, which is so significant that everyone should strengthen himself by receiving His word in order not to waver when the decision is demanded of him. The pure word of God is blessed with His strength. Consequently, the human being is given extraordinary strength if he needs it. He will be able to speak without fear and undaunted and reproach his opponents with the truth. Through his convinced speech he will also win some of them for the kingdom of God, i.e., his speeches will sound convincing and take root in the hearts of those who are not yet completely blinded, and these will change and join the camp of God's fighters. God knows about the weakness of will of individual people, and where He can still win a soul for Himself He will also direct the flow of strength of His word there in order to bring him help, since he cannot make up his own mind. And that is why those people are first taught by God who consciously place themselves at His disposal and thereby make themselves capable of the teaching activity for which God Himself trains them. They must be instructed in such a way that everything is understandable to them, that they need not fear any counter-objections which they could not refute. They themselves must grow in their faith in the love, omnipotence and wisdom of God through continuous instruction in order to then also be able to speak convincingly in favor of it when God is to be completely denied. The battle which the world will wage against those who are faithful to God will be weakened in its effect for those people who are well instructed in the truth, for they will constantly receive the strength from God which will allow them to endure and overcome whatever is undertaken against them. And they receive the strength with His word, which He transmits to earth now and forever, so that people who open themselves to His word will grow in faith in Him. For His love will not leave without strength and help those who want to fight for Him. Amen.